the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, March the 20th, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. Joe Biden tells supporters he intends to run in 2020 in the election for president. Also on the Wednesday rundown, a landmark bill in California would ban toxic chemicals in cosmetics, and groups sue to end disease-spreading elk feeding. Now, our top story, The Hill reports former Vice President Joe Biden reached out to several supporters Tuesday, saying he intends to run for president in 2020. The Wall Street Journal reported Tuesday that Biden told his supporters that he was worried he would be unable to raise large sums of money in the hours following his announcement. Former Representative Beto O'Rourke of Texas and Bernie Sanders of Vermont both raised eyebrows when they both announced they had raised right around $6 million in the first 20 hours of their campaigns. And advocates for people with disabilities are calling the settlement of two class action lawsuits in New York historic.
The agreement is good news for members of the city's disability community who have struggled with missing or deteriorating curb cuts, missing detectable traffic warnings, and ramps that are too steep. Susan Dua heads the Center for Independence of the Disabled New York, which joined with disability rights advocates in filing one lawsuit 5 years ago. Almost 30 years after passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act, Dua says this settlement sets an important example for jurisdictions around the country.
Sometimes the way to get across the street is through the courtroom. For people who are blind or who use walkers and wheelchairs, it shouldn't be necessary to take your life into your own hands when you're crossing the street.
Under the settlement, the city agrees to conduct a citywide survey of corners to prepare a schedule for necessary work and to agree to oversight by a third-party monitor. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Dua notes that curb cuts are also vital safety features for people with strollers, luggage carriers, and people delivering packages. A program that helps Ohio middle school and high school students get a jump on their college degree will soon be entering its fifth year.
College Credit Plus is a dual enrollment program that offers 7th through 12th grade students the opportunity to take courses for free from public colleges or universities. Michelle Scott Taylor is with College Now, which connects students in the greater Cleveland area to post-secondary opportunities. She explains that College Credit Plus gives students a leg up on their college career before they graduate high school.
It can reduce their college costs, and it saves you time to completion of a certificate or degree. Some students can leave high school with an associate's degree already completed, and then for the right student, it gives them confidence that they can actually do college-level work.
The program began in 2015 with more than 54,000 students, and enrollment grew to 74,000 participants by the third year. Public school students interested in College Credit Plus for the 2019-2020 school year must submit a letter of intent by April 1st. Mary Sherman reporting. This story was produced in association with Media in the Public Interest and funded in part by the George Gund Foundation.
With the threat of chronic wasting disease spreading, Eric Tegedoff reports conservation groups are suing the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to jumpstart a process to phase out supplemental elk feeding.
The agency's decade-old commitment to phase out artificial feeding in Wyoming's National Elk Refuge has stalled, and the groups say the agency needs to act soon because these feedlots are breeding grounds for disease. The most serious concern is chronic wasting disease, which has spread to at least 24 states, including Montana. Bonnie Rice with Sierra Club's Our Wild America campaign says CWD was detected in a deer in Grand Teton National Park near the refuge.
Given the threat of CWD and the fact that it's on the refuge's doorstep, it's really inexcusable given the advance of this disease and the role of feed grounds in spreading disease that the Fish and Wildlife Service hasn't taken action.
CWD, a cousin to mad cow disease, is a degenerative brain illness that is always fatal. Feeding began at the refuge more than a century ago to sustain elk through the winter and resolve conflict with ranchers feeding livestock. Fish and Wildlife did not respond to a request for comment.
Eric tells us there's also concerns the disease could jump to humans, although that has yet to happen. And finally, Suzanne Potter reports lawmakers in California just introduced a first-in-the-nation bill to ban toxic chemicals in makeup and other cosmetics sold in drugstores and elsewhere in the state.
Currently, it is legal for companies to sell cosmetics containing dangerous chemicals as long as they list them on the label and report them to the state. Assembly Bill 495 would make it illegal to sell these products if they contained mercury, lead, formaldehyde, asbestos, phthalates, even Teflon, any of about 20 items from California's list of Prop 65 toxics. Susan Little with the Environmental Working Group says these substances can be quite harmful.
Some of them are known carcinogens. We know that they interfere with the reproductive system. We know that they alter hormone levels, and we know that they're neurotoxins.
Last year, Claire's Stores declared bankruptcy after a report from the California Public Interest Research Group found asbestos in some of the makeup it sold. The cosmetics industry has lobbied heavily against bills at the federal level to regulate its products.
The Environmental Working Group has tested a large number of products and rated them for safety. You can see the group's Skin Deep database on its website, ewg.org/skindeep. I'm Mike Clifford, and you've been newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.